Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations with Cleo, Thursday evenings live at 7:30 p.m. Real talk for those who live outside the Matrix. Call me now and join the conversation at 347-826-9597 or hail me up on Twitter at Real Miss Cleo or visit me at conversationswithcleo.com. Become a part of the economic evolution. Red or blue? You decide, star. Whenever you mention the word voodoo, people get spooked. Eyebrows get raised. People get nervous. Some turn their heads while others look down their nose. Sounds like a personal problem to me. And for the record, it's pronounced voodoo. I stand before you today and proudly proclaim I am a voodoo woman. And why Cleo Malie is my name. And these are my confessions. Steamy hot heat, thick air, crickets dance and sing. The new moon protects me from the sight of prying eyes. I have work to do, and this is a perfect night for ancient voodoo. Santeria, witchcraft, magic, muti, obia, and voodoo all originated from the motherland, Africa. Like everything, it has balance, some bad, some good. With knowledge comes responsibility and power. And there is a hefty price. Once you begin your practice, it becomes your life. Rules are unwritten. No secret book to be found. You have to look for the signs. Listen for the sounds. Whether you realize it or not, it surrounds you. Don't believe me? Ask the dead man standing next to you. Some call me the devil. They wave their Bibles and curse the ground I walk. My response, never what they expect. Think about it. Ramses, Moses, and the blood of a dead lamb. Side, top, side of your door. Before you blame me, unon if you go have a talk with G.O.D. I travel with an entourage you cannot see. Trips to the cemetery just before midnight. With offerings of music, drink, and lots of sweets. Making it possible for me to reach out and touch you, no matter the country or city. Can't care what you believe, it's all about what I believe, but I thought you knew. Warlocks and wizards masquerading as magicians and illusionists, they're all real too. A most exquisite coup d'etat, convincing people that witches, warlocks, and magic doesn't really exist. How is ignorance so bliss? Got an itch, an upset stomach, or a headache so bad you can't hardly see? Doctors can't find a reason. Sounds like voodoo to me. Laugh if you want, mock us if you dare. But don't come crying to me when you start to lose all your hair. And for the record, I will say it again. Voodoo is not bad. It can heal your body, protect your home, quiet your soul, block your enemy, keeping you connected with loved ones on the other side so you don't have to feel alone. Rude boy, fast gal, poor man, rich man, my little black book holds more secrets than Heidi Fleiss and the DC Madam. Tap my phones, watch my every move, tongues wag with lie after lie, bound and committed to defame my good name. If I am a fake, why so nervous? Why be afraid? What threat do I pose and to who? See here, my dears, I have nothing to prove. Be slow to criticize what you don't understand, lest the hair you lost will grow back in the palm of your hand. For more than 3 decades, governments have studied and tried to recreate and replicate a voodoo woman's recipe for an undead zombie. with only one objective in mind, to create the ultimate army. Truth is truth, life is life. Those non-believers do nothing but stir up strife. My name will be misstated like so many others before me, like me. Throughout Jazzland, from continent to continent, we are spread. Our task is great. So even if you kill me, those who are left to carry on have no problem chatting with the dead. So heed the warning. Mommy, auntie, mambo, miss, priestess or witch, daughter or bitch, no matter the name, just make sure you don't speak it in vain. Otherwise, precious, I promise, your dreams will never be the same.
happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Love.
ad hoc and ad lib. Two of my favorite ads. This is going to be a position poem on a non-era. Most questions concerning change and concerning demonstrations of dissent in this country have been identified by the 60s. People always say, well, what do you think about the 60s? I personally think that the 60s are over, that the 60s were an integral part of what is happening now and were a link between what is happening now and what was happening prior to that, that every era had gradual and constant change and that there were always people who were out there making sure things were moving, and that the attempt has been to make this a non-era, to make people feel as though there is nothing they can do, nothing they can accomplish, and therefore quit doing everything. Media people seem to believe that we are living in a non-era. It seems to be the vibration. Historians of the future will have nothing to look back on and identify the 70s with. Historians of the 70s currently are busy reviewing and recounting what happened in the 60s to people who were here and already know. People who were previously identified as shufflers and were at other times lost in a given shuffle will be glad to find that the political deck has been restacked and that there is a new deal, not a new deal like FDR's new deal, but a new deal concerning people who will in the future look back on this as a non-era and say that nothing happened in the 70s. We have a position paper on that. This is the analysis. I have believed in my convictions and have been convicted for my beliefs, conned by the Constitution and harassed by the police. I have been billed for the Bill of Rights and treated like I was wrong. I have become a special amendment for what included me all along, like all men are created equal. Well, no amendment needed there. I have contributed in every field, including cotton, from Sunset Strip to Washington Square. And back during the nonviolent era, well, hell, I was the only nonviolent one. As a matter of fact, there was no nonviolence because too many rednecks had guns. There seemed to have been this pattern that a lot of folks failed to pick up on. But all black leaders who dared to stand up was in jail, in the courtroom, or gone. Picked up indiscriminately by the shock troops of discrimination to end up in jails or tied up in trials while dirty tricks soured the nation. I've been hoodwinked by professional hoods. My ego has happened to me. It'll be all right. Just keep things cool and take the people off the street. We'll settle all this at the conference table. You just leave everything to me, which gets me back to my convictions and being convicted for my beliefs. Because I believe these smiles in three-piece suits with gracious liberal demeanor took our movement off of the streets and took us to the cleaners. In other words, we let up the pressure, and that was all part of their plan, and every day we allow it to slip through our fingers is playing right into their hands. The New Deal.
All right, my dears, welcome to Conversations with Cleo. It is Thursday evening, August the 22nd. Yes, I had to double check. I got it written down in two places. You would think I would trust myself. You've had the last kind of few days that I've had. You wouldn't trust yourself either. Let's see, where do we begin? Let's begin with, you know, what my version is of the news of the day. I have been tweeting and letting you all know out there about the solar activity. And I have let you all know about how to go and monitor the CMEs, the solar flares or the solar flare storms. If you don't know, you can just easily go to conversationswithcleo.com, click on Galactic Guide. And if you go to the end of that page, there is a link where you literally click on the sun and it takes you to a website where you can monitor the CMEs daily. Also, you can also click Space Weather. And that also is a very, very wonderful site. So either one of them, by all means, take a visit. Stay on top of it. Because remember last week I just did the show on Blame It on the Sun. And I got to tell you that in monitoring the, my birthday was last Sunday, Zin. Monday I got up, I was doing all right, and then I couldn't remember, I told you all, I couldn't figure out what was going on with me. I didn't feel quite right, so realized that it was the solar flares and that it has that kind of physical impact on us. Well, here we are in a new week. Well, at the end of what was a new week. And we've had all kinds of hiccups. I was chatting to some of my brethren in the Twitterverse, and many of us who lived in Florida seem to have had some technical issues and some technical problems yesterday and a few days ago. However, we are starting to hear from other people throughout the country who also found themselves having some technical issues. Now, the technical part, my phone hasn't been working right for, 2 weeks, go figure. But I'm writing it off to the CMEs. And then I start to feel odd yesterday. Yesterday evening, I felt like I was traveling two different planes, you know, two different dimensions. And I got to tell you, it was quite lovely. It was very odd. It was very, I don't want to say out of body because I was in my body as far as I know, but it puzzled me. And then this morning I was tweeting with Black and, of course, the boss man, DC management, give them both some love and at Black District. And they were talking about the show Fringe. Well, Fringe now apparently is running on Hulu as well as Netflix. But I watched it when it was on network television. Loved it because they go down that rabbit hole of navigating more than one dimension, more than one plane. It was really kind of cool until it just wore me out. And this morning, my partner told me that she had to put in her earplugs last night because I was snoring so loud. She said, honey, you must have really been tired, because that's really typically the only time I snore to that kind of noise level is when I'm super, super, super exhausted. But who knows? Jara Safari could have been navigating two planes and two dimensions at one time. Has to be. Well, I don't remember it being very tiring work. I would imagine that it would have to be a bit tiring. Now, of course, today, the news media, the talking heads, etc., 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 are trying to blame the problem with the NASDAQ on possible terrorism, possible commercial espionage. Oh, the bomba. It was a fucking solar storm, my dears. It was directed right at us. And it set off, I have the notes for you here, it set off on Tuesday at 4:24 a.m., Eastern Daylight Time. And let me tell you something. By the end, 12 hours later, in that same Tuesday, I felt loopier than a Fruit Loop. And loopier even more so. But again, I'm thinking, is the moon. I'm thinking, it's all manner of things. I'm thinking, it's postmenopause. I've got all these ideas. But when I got home, my partner was telling me about the news. And that there had been this enormous storm, and that we all could expect, this is on the media, national, we all could expect some issues with our technical stuff. I guess the NASDAQ and the New York Stock Exchange, they're special. So they surely could not have been impacted, right? The sun cares about them differently. What a bomba. I don't understand people, boy. Let me tell you something. And for those of you, and there are all kinds of little oddities happening all over the place. You can go through the news for the whole week and find strange oddities. None less to mention the gentleman who walked into the school. 500 rounds of ammunition in that school in Decatur. Am I saying it? I know I'm not saying it right. Decatur, Georgia. And that wonderful office clerk, the accountant, tucked him down. What are the odds? Makes you wonder. Many people out there saying, that's just God. Okay, I'll roll with it. I don't have no problem with that. Did you hear about the man who was pronounced dead in a hospital? Pronounced dead. Family called, said, come. You know, he's gone. Come and say your goodbyes. 45 minutes later, when his teenage son looked at him while he had his eyes closed, He was saying goodbye. He said, Dad, you will not die today. This is not the day to die, Dad. And do you know that man started to show signs of life? And today, he was on CNN. Once again, my dears, we don't know the whole of the whole. Bearing in mind that we had a blue moon. Big blue moon. I've written down kind of what that means on Conversations with Cleo under Galactic Guide. So go check it out. If you are a Leo, if you're anyone, go check out how you get to capitalize personally in your life, in your personal journey, based on the activity, both moon and sun, all right, which are both things that we need here on this planet. Also, let's see, they also found another blue planet, not talking about the moon, found a blue planet near Jupiter. Now, my first question was, well, how is that possible? Because Jupiter has many, 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 many moons. It has like 67, 68 moons. Fascinating, right? I wanted to know, how did they know that this planet was not a moon? Well, the planet is literally blue. They say that it is gaseous, etc., etc. But let me tell you something. Blue means water. On some level. So very, very interesting. However, this particular planet is extremely close to its sun. Makes you wonder what they're looking for. Makes you wonder what they're trying to plot. So I just want to make sure you all are aware of those various stories out there. By all means, you know what I say. Go run down the rabbit hole yourself. Don't listen to Cleo, because it really doesn't matter. Knowledge is knowledge. Knowledge is power. I don't care how you acquire it. Just care that you acquire it. All right. Now, last Thursday, I wasn't here. I wasn't live, rather. I was live earlier in the day. I was live earlier in the day around 3:30. And I figured it was as good a time as any to do an update on crossover healing and moving forward. And the show was very distracting to me personally, simply because I was experiencing some loss. I was experiencing some sadness because of the timing of my birthday. Then the landscapers came, and then I couldn't log on to Blog Talk with my in my studio, and it just kept going. And if you listen to it, it sounds like a very hurried kind of show. So I apologize. All to get ready to go and appear at Boynton Beach Arts District Activista Artistas Thursday night open mic, where I was featured. This also was the kickoff for our South Florida tour promoting Full Moon Madness, the second half. I just have to start out by saying, if you have a chance, go visit Activistas Artistas. If you go to an actual event live, by all means, if you are an artist, if you can appreciate the beauty, if you get tickled by the concept of creativity and how that unfolds, no matter what your medium is, if you're local, you will love Boynton Beach Arts District and Activistas Artistas. They do all manner of medium, sculpture, painting, photography, all manner, some things I don't know nothing about, but it's artistic. They also have a fabulous, an amazing organic garden that they're setting up in what is a art district. Rolando Cheng Barrero bought up all of these bays, you know, bays like you would go and you find somebody fixing a car, that kind of thing. Bought up all these bays, has been fixing them up, and is leasing them to artists. Oh my goodness, I feel like I'm taking a trip back to Alphabet City. What a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful concept. It was an outdoor venue, which was wild because it rained a little bit earlier in the day. But, you know, we went and we had a little conversation with Yemaya and Chango and Oya and said, okay, can we just make sure we have sunshine or no rain? I don't need no sunshine. Outdoor venue. You all remember, I'm in a puzzle like a Mickey Ficky. So in the hot flashes, I was concerned. But from 5 until just about 10:30 or so, 11 o'clock, there was no rain. And it was such a blessing, and it was so wonderful. And it was almost as if the spirits were giving me an affirmation. It was almost as if the Orishas were giving me an affirmation that, yes, we like this place, and we're in the right spot. So that was very exciting. As always, my boss is on top of his game 24/7. So it was probably one of the most inspirational, uplifting, and joyous open mics I've been to in a very, very, very long time. There are a number of reasons for that. It was fabulous to be underneath the stars and sharing music and vibration and poetry and laughter with people I did not know. Now, there were a few in the audience that I knew because I have good friends and they come out and they support. And there were a few people who came out just to see me. And I'm sending out love to all of you. God knows that I'm not even sure. It was kind of a whirlwind. I don't remember everybody's name. But everyone was so wonderful, so welcoming. The other thing that I did like as well is the fact that there was a mixed crowd leaning towards people closer to my age, closer to my partner's age. And for us, that felt good. Some of the, it was a different kind of vibe. Now, there were younger people there as well, which was beautiful. There was black and white and brown and green and who the hell else knows. There were some four-legged brethren there, you know, the doggies. The canines. I always see the canines. I didn't get to meet any of them, but I was glad they were in the audience. And we had a fabulous time. We have put up a link on Conversations with Cleo on Full Moon Madness page where you can go and you can click Activistas Artistas and you can see an 8-minute video clip of part of my performance. At BBAD, Activistas Artistas. Same as Cleo, how many times you gotta say that? I like it because it rolls off my tongue. And again, giving mad love and enough respect to Rolando and his crew. The open mic started on time, and some of you out there are laughing your back foot off because you don't even know what that is for an open mic to start on time. I don't mind calling truth. You understand me? Hear me out, and I'm not going to diss nobody, and I don't want no nasty emails. Don't send me no mashup texts, all right, because I don't want to hear. But there is something to be said for starting an event on time. That's all I'm going to say. There's something to be said for starting an event on time. And when you don't, people make judgments. I'm included. That's all I'm saying. So it was delightful to go on at the time I was supposed to be going on. It was delightful to see everything running very smoothly. And it was wonderful. At one point in time, while I was up on stage, there were some younger hip-hop cats. And they were younger. I want to say 17, 18, 19. Oldest one might have been 21. And this was their first time performing or doing whatever in front of an audience ever, anywhere. And I only knew that after I got off the stage. Because while I was up there and I was doing my last piece, and it was a very soft piece, a very loving piece for those of you out there who have downloaded the CD, I was doing at that moment. And you all know that is dedicated to my daddy. And so these two little youth man, them are just chatter like two hens in a fucking hen house. And I said, yo, brethren, in the middle of my poem, man. I stopped dead in my tracks. Yo, brethren, come on, boss. You have to respect me, you know. I'm not the rest of these cats. You got to respect me. Done deal? And I said, all right, y'all, we're going to rewind. We're going to take it from the top. Now, that's probably a lot of the mother in me. But respect is respect. And if someone is up there, I don't care whether you like them. I don't care whether you think they're good. If I'm anywhere in your vicinity, I'm going to give you such a rough look if you're chatting and being disrespectful. Because when it's your turn to get up there, you're going to want everybody to be engaged, and you're going to want everybody to be respectful. Zin, just keep that in mind as we... as BBAD, Boynton Beach Arts District, because this is the kind of vibration that inspires me. This is the kind of vibration that excites me, because the arts are so being pushed aside and dashed aside. And if the schools are going to drop the idea, then our local communities have to pick it back up. All right? And at this one, they sold a little beer and wine. You could bring your own chairs. Sit aside. I got nothing but love. Some people ask me, there, Miss Cleo, you're coming back? And I said, Sweet Pea, I got a little bit of conflict, because it happens every third Thursday in the month, but it happens at the same time as my show. So while I am definitely going to get back there, I don't know what Thursday it'll be. But if it's a Thursday, then I'm going to have to take the night off so I can go out and commune with fellow artists underneath the night sky. Pretty sure I'm going to wait until summer might be over, because, boy, let me tell you something, it was hot. It was so hot here today, my hot flashes were having hot flashes. You hear me, man? I tickled myself. All right, I need to stay on track. We got a lot of show to pull off today. Passion for Paz fundraiser. To all of my lovelies out there that are retweeting on the continuum and putting the word out there for the Passion for Paz 2013 Dun Dun Award recipient, please continue share the information. We are going to be putting together some video clips. We're going to be putting up some different pictures. I'm going to go and spend a day with the executive director, Rose. Right now, this woman is phenomenal. As I said to you last week, she has got seven, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and we're just talking about dogs, in the house that she is fostering personally herself. She is desperately trying to find a new home for a wonderful corgi, and we will be putting him up. He has his parents were having foreclosure issues. Well, no, that does not make them bad people. It has happened to so many people that it just makes it regular. So please stay posted. And again, I ask for my CD. I ask for all of the canines that have blessed my life and my journey, and all of the canines that, in addition to mine, that I adore and love. 25 cents, 50 cents, $2. It does not matter. I just ask that you give what you can. And if you have a pup or you have a dog, give it in their name. That works too. You don't have to put yourself out there on Front Street if you're not comfortable. And spread the word, you know. Spread the word. It is so important to me. When I get home at the end of the day, or when I slow down at the end of the day, it's not always first to make it out to the veranda. I throughout the day, I will hit the floor and just hug my Cece. You know, tell her how much I love her. Wrestle with her. Laugh with her. Because she's so funny, you know. Whatever the case, I find joy in giving her a treat. You know, I don't want to start crying. But I just do. And she is the center on so many moments. She, one look at her, and it makes it all okay. So those of you who are doggy people out there, I know you get my emotion, so I apologize, but I do love the little girl. She is just amazing. So like I said, stay up, visit Conversations with Cleo. The 2013 Dun Dun Award has its own page. You can go to that page. You can click on Cece's picture. She's the one in the picture, Passion for Paz. There's a quote at the bottom of her picture by my mom, Dun Dun, that said, everybody needs to live so nice. And that's what she was about. That's what her walk on this side was about. And I am committed to keeping that walk, that idea, that love, and that help alive while I'm here. All right. Before we came on the air, my partner and I jumped up, dashed out, and ran out to the Wellington food truck invasion. I was a bit disappointed because the gourmet cupcakes wasn't there. I was hoping to get some birthday cupcakes, but I'm just going to put in an order and I will go pick them up. So all is not lost. But, you know, some people that I haven't seen for a while, my favorite trucks, were there. Best French Fry food truck was there. And I got a big old cone of sweet potato French fries with the Thai chili sauce, a cilantro garlic sauce, and a mango habanero scotch. But, you know, scotch, well, they put habanero because people in America, unless they're Jamaican, they don't know what scotch bun it is. Backfire. Ladies, very, very, very nice. As always, the potato fries were flavorful and wonderful. What I love about them is they don't inundate them with salt. I don't know where they get their sweet potatoes from. They're wonderfully tender, crisp at the same time. I'm very, very impressed, always. And they're so wonderful. Gave me a shout out. We talked for a little bit. So please, please, please make sure you follow and you keep up with Best French Fry. They also do regular French fries and they also do yuca, those of us who are from the Caribbean and other Latin American countries. We do love our fried yuca. And if you've never tried fried yuca, go check it out, you know. I'm not going to give you no food porn description. Just go check it out. Also, want to give some love out to a couple of need to give love out to my PS561. I got me my Dougie Fresh burger. Yes, I did. Dougie Fresh, 6 minutes. 6 minutes. 6 minutes. Dougie Fresh, you're on. All right, that was... See, here it is. When it gets to be evening time, I start to get loopy with this solar flare thing. So I'm not sure where this radio show is going to go. So I'm going to hang it. It also explains, as I might interject, as I say hello to a number of people out at Chaz Untamed, at LayJ_Flavors, out at, of course, the two chief instigators, Poetic Designs, and at Lock District. Tuesday's show was out of control. When I tell you out of control, blue moon, full moon, and solar star. If you check the show, which you need to because it's funny. If you check the show. Just sure there are no children in the room. But I went ahead and tuned into the show and called up for a minute. And then after a while, it even got to be a little bit too blue for me. Now, for those of you who are younger, you just think blue means the color blue. But back in my day, my partner's day, and folks who are elder, sager, like I am, will know that the word blue meant pornographic, a little bit racy, you know, burlesque. So when I say that it was a blue full moon on P Radio, honey heart, I can't say it any more clear. Any more clear than that. And I want to make a quick apology to my manager who was concerned that the fact that I called the show, given the subject matter, that I might say something a bit out of order. He is finally rested. He has recovered and he is moving forward. I'm sorry. You all will understand why I'm laughing. Okay, now let me go back. We also chance to try, my partner tried a new truck called Miami Press, and she had a gourmet sandwich made, all of the sandwiches are on ciabatta rolls, and she had the Gazette. All of the sandwiches are named after newspapers or periodicals. Hers was the Gazette. It had crispy eggplant, goat cheese, pesto, a bruschetta kind of tomato aioli type thing, and all of that on the ciabatta. And she said the eggplant was indeed crispy. She was very, very, very pleased, very happy, and very joyous about the sandwich. So, 5 stars and 2 thumbs up to Miami Press. I did not try them. I went with what I know. But we also stopped by another truck that we did not try. However, I found the owner or whoever was working in most charming, most engaging, and it was called Box of Chacos. And they were Asian-inspired tacos. Now, one of them was called Fuck It Duck, P-H-U-K-E-T, Duck. And he's got these really wild names. And I'm going to support him just because I think he's off his rocker. But I love the concept. I love new. I love creativity. So by all means, we're going to put out some. We're going to put him up, Box of Chacos, on the Conversations with Cleo Economic Evolution page. And we are also going to put up my Press. We were very, very happy and very thrilled with making it out there today before the traffic got a hold of us. On the way back, a little bit more traffic, but I was able to get back home, get myself together, and be ready to come and spend my time with some of my most favorite people in the Twitterverse, in the universe, on this planet, in this country, and throughout the world, because that's how we roll here at Conversations with Cleo. Everybody, and when I say everybody, I mean everybody, is welcome. Quick up, we have an outstanding show today. The show is entitled Monopoly, So Much More Than a Game. And you all know that we like to keep it unplugged. We like to keep it factual. And you know that I love to ultimately bring it back around to full circle so that we always recognize that community is something we should give to first, because the big corp honey, they're taking it out of your pocketbooks and your wallets without even knowing. Now, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to roll with a couple of commercials, a little music while I finish having a hot flash, and my hot flash finishes having a hot flash, and then we will come back and we will start the show and the food that we are so capable of. Bedner's Farm Fresh Market, one of the few remaining family-owned farms in South Florida. Their mission is to bring their customers a variety of locally grown produce that is tasty and affordable. You come in as a customer and you leave as a friend. Strawberry and tomato, you pick open every day of the week except for Tuesday. Bednar Farm Fresh Market, located at 10066 Lee Road and 12033 US 441, Boynton Beach, Florida 33473. You can also give them a call at 561-733-5490 or visit them at their website www.bedners.com. When I want to do something nice for myself, I mean really nice, I head out to go buy my favorite cupcakes from the only bakery in South Florida that does it better than I do. Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes. CWC's 2013 Best Food Truck of the Year. Treat your palate as well as your heart. At Dolce Gourmet Cupcakes, it's all about the love. You can hit them up on Twitter at Dolce G Cupcakes to find out where they'll be next. I usually find them out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion. Hey, tell them Cleo sends her love and save me a cupcake too. If you are one of those people who is open to alternative medicine and naturopathic healing, then I've got just the place for you. It is West Palm Beach Acupuncture. Dr. Henry Shao, Vice President of the Chinese Association of Acupuncture and a Chinese Tai Chi master with more than 30 years experience. Call Dr. Shao today or visit the office for a free consultation. Each session is $60. Do something nice for your health. He's located at 9100 Belvedere Road, Suite 110, West Palm Beach,
Royal Palm Beach, Florida. 561-791-9970 or visit his website at westpalmbeachacupuncture.com.
Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do right. Oh, I, oh, I. Done so many things wrong, I don't know if I can do
No.
Wrote most of the CD, sitting, thinking, sighing, dreaming, crying under she. Tall glass of ice, Coca-Cola on the side, a bag of barbecue chips, pen and paper, rustling leaves, chimes, glistening sunlight. I feel safe, quieted, and tranquil. Never really paid much attention to her in the beginning. I respected her grandeur, her wisdom, her experience. Too smug or too stupid to be humbled by her presence, her power, her gifts. Ah, and how she loved me. Even when I didn't show love back, her patience for my loving recognition endured. While I wonder, could I have risen to such an occasion? I sound selfish, I know. She loved so many. Why do I believe I was special? Because she showed me so. The signs and the lessons shared without judgment, why count when the list continues? Carved initials, a poem about love, a wild orchid, and assorted tokens of life. Strange, but not really, I had no idea how important Mongo would be until I lost Anne Marie. I miss you, Mommy. So used to run into her to dry my tears, listen to my rants, and to love me like the Creator made me. That's what she said, and that's what she did. When she left, there was nothing but space. No matter where I ran, I had no place until I found myself under the mango tree. My first tears fell on that day while I sat under the tree, waiting for a phone call I really didn't need, because I already knew sometimes it sucks to be me. She had finished her human journey. Every moment I miss her, wishing she was still in this dimension. I miss her even though my heart and mind conspire to deny my loss. 3 months doesn't seem long unless you are waiting for the pain to stop so you can move the fuck on. You have to live life, baby. Don't let life live you. And the mango tree echoes the old lady's words because she continues to live life. In spite of the asphalt parking lot more than 150 years old, she has observed the human condition, watching generations come and go. And she is still teaching from beyond, reminding me all the while that energy does not die, no boundaries known. I see her more clearly every day, often while sitting, visiting, chatting and laughing under the mango tree. The pain hasn't gone away, and the tears fall from time to time, sometimes for no reason at all. Grief is a strange thing. Jebu Ami, Mommy.
Moments so dear, 525,600 minutes. We have gathered here today to bid a fond farewell to a most popular peer. Some say they had style and flair with money to burn, moving through life's journey without the slightest care. So tip your glass and humble your tone and join me in saying sayonara, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. For decades, this nefarious couple has dictated status, set the bar, defined success, always in the know, cruising in the right car, sporting expensive name tags, holidaying in Aruba, Paris, and Milan, first class, never coach. Any other way would be far too gauche. However it may be, the 21st century has not been kind to the couple with the most. Instead, we hear pack up and move out. Ciao, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. The Joneses have endured a fate known only to a played-out passé soap opera star. They have been written up and killed off. Another casualty of the too-big-to-fail economy. Hasta luego, señor, señora Jones. A most auspicious occasion. So let's put on a parade down the middle of Times Square. Silly string martinellis, deviled eggs, quite the social event. Raise your swap meet Gucci and your curbside Vendi in an act of wannabe solidarity to a couple who took more than they gave and demanded more than they deserved. So bonsoir, arrivederci, tata, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And as time passes, you may find that you miss Mr. and Mrs. Jones. Be of good cheer, for there is no reason to lament. You are most welcome to visit their shrine in the local Walmart checkout line. Once upon a time, people aspired to keep up with the Joneses. Nowadays, baby, people are just trying to keep up. Alrighty then, and welcome back. That was yours truly. Let me give you a rundown of some of the lovely vibrations you all have listened to. I'm a little bit low there. Sorry, I turned down the volume so I wouldn't get any feedback. We have listened tonight to my dad's favorite, Mr. Al Green. We have listened to Miss Angie Stone singing You Call. Some of you may not know that song. Unless some of the men may not know it. More of the women may know it. We also listened to my hero, Mr. Gil Scott-Heron with The New Deal. Love and Happiness by Mr. Al Green. Seasons of Love by the original from Rent. At this point in my life, Tracy Chapman, always enough respect, Fishy, Confessions of a Voodoo Woman, yours truly, and of course, I have always loved The Triple Effect, Tony, and Little Walter, as well as what you just heard, Sayonara, Mr. and Mrs. Jones. And it'll seem an appropriate song to open up this part of the show with. We're just going to jump right into it, my dears. Let me see. No, I thought it would be a good idea to go to Webster, you know, the dictionary man, and find out what the actual definition of a monopoly is. Because we use the word, but most of the time people use it in reference to a board game. And I'll give you a little bit of tidbit on the board game, too. What is a monopoly? A monopoly is the exclusive possession or control of the supply or trade in a commodity or service. Do I get that? I'm going to do it one more time. A monopoly is the exclusive possession or control of the supply or trade in a specific commodity or service. I want you to kind of keep that, marinate on it for a minute. Now, bear in mind that the board game was invented in 1935 and entitled Monopoly by Christopher Rowe. Interesting. Little tidbit. Now, in the late 1800s, monopolies were alive and well in young America. All right? And it was becoming a problem then because you had all of the big muckety-mucks, the people, the 1%, they were running and controlling everything, just a handful of them. And so Congress at that time apparently had a little bit more sense, had a little bit more integrity, had a little bit more desire to do its fucking job.
So Congress in 1890 created and signed into law the Sherman Antitrust Act. Okay. So Ms. Cleo, what the hell is that? It's a law. Now, why could Congress do this? Because in Constitution, Congress, part of its job is to regulate commerce, you know, the way that we make money. But they can only regulate it on the federal level, all right? States themselves had to, and what we call intrastate as opposed to interstate, states had to develop their own antitrust laws, certainly because federal government can't come in necessarily and just kind of push and shove the states around. So an antitrust law has the following objective: to prevent concentrations of economic power in the hands of the few. That's what the antitrust laws or the Sherman Antitrust Act was intended for. Also at that time, Congress made the Department of Justice responsible for following up on said antitrust violations. The Department of Justice is the only department that can sue and take legal action. You all hear the fan. I'm having a wicked hot flash. Sorry. The Department of Justice is the only one that can sue the entities or corporations involved. And they are the only ones that can actually block a merger, which is interstate, meaning throughout the United States. They can block a merger of two companies if they feel that it is going to violate the antitrust laws. All right? Now, Ms. Claire, well, do they ever do that? Well, yes, they do it many times, but we're all running out chasing our tails, so we're not paying attention. Two most recent ones in the last year in change, which is makes for a very, very busy DOJ, which Holder is in charge of, by the way. T-Mobile and AT&T, the wireless service, cellular services, were going to merge. DOJ. That's good shit, dog. DOJ, Department of Justice, blocked that merger. And just in the last couple of weeks, the merger between American Airlines and U.S. Airways been blocked by the DOJ as well. All right. So they are there. They are staying on top of it. But I don't know how much on top of it staying. And that was my question up until that point, because I kept saying to my partner, I said, don't we have antitrust laws? How the hell is this going on? How is one company buying 27 companies over there and buying up another 3 companies over there? And because the consumer doesn't necessarily pay attention as who's buying who. And sometimes they don't want you to pay attention, so they don't even tell you about it. Unless you're watching the stock market or you're looking at this, you will not know. Unless you have been personally impacted by it. Either a family member works for a certain corporation or a company, and they come home and they tell you straight away, do you know what the hell is going on? Right? Very, 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 very interesting. I'll wait until you all hear. I am getting ready to pop a few bubbles up there. So this is not one warning you're going to get, because this really isn't Matrix-free. This is the Matrix, but you need to be aware, if you're going to be residing in the Matrix, at least how to get your best consumer purchase, your purchase that benefits you and not the 1%, because we are members of the 99, and I'm good with that. I don't have no problem. I feel no shame. Let's start with something simple. And you know, I was talking to my boss the other day, and he said, what made you go down this rabbit hole?
And so, you know, I started down this rabbit hole probably back in 2002 sometime. And I don't know about you all, but, you know, greeting cards. You know, everybody has a reason to buy a card. You know, it's a birthday, anniversary, feel better, congratulations, missing you, whatever the reason is. Happy new baby, you know, whatever the case may be. Happy new house, whatever. I had read some time ago, and this was probably back in the late 90s. There was a black artist, female artist, on the West Coast, I believe she was in California. And she began her own card line entitled Mahogany. And she did it because she said, well, she didn't mind the cards in the Hallmark stores and the supermarket and whatnot. Excuse me. There were never any cards, she said, that were truly reflective of her as a black woman. And I thought, yeah, man, that's true. You know, they have the little cartoons. Everybody's white in a cartoon. They have the little funny people. Everybody's white in a funny people. Got two little white hands. You don't have the black hands. You don't have the verbiage that might be used in humor in the black community, per se. And she wanted to fill that need. And because she wanted to fill that need, I wanted to support her. So back in 2002, I had bought a card. I don't remember the occasion. But the card was like about $3.45. And back then, that was still a little expensive for a card. But I so loved the card that I wanted to go online to her website and just send her a thank you, you know. Well, I Googled, you know, mahogany cards. And do you know where it took me? Do you know where it took me? It took me to Hallmark. Did you hear me? It took me to Hallmark. And that's when I read the story that this wonderful black woman started this business and then Hallmark bought her. Now, I don't think that they pushed her out or anything like that, but they made her a deal clearly that she was happy to accept. And so here I have just spent $3.45, more than I would spend on a Hallmark card, with the thought in mind that I was supporting a sister in her efforts to fill a need. And Hallmark got my fucking money. I'm so happy. I hope that's lovely. But I was a little bit offended by the smoke and mirrors. So I'm going to start there. Hallmark greeting cards. All right. Do you want to know what they own? Hallmark greeting cards owns Fresh Ink, and I'm assuming that's a little more hip kind of cards. They own Sinceramente. They own Spanish cards. They own Nature Sketchbook. I've seen those out there. They own Ambassador Cards. They own Connections. They own Expressions. They own Shoebox. They own Tree of Life. And, yes, they own Mahogany. So when you go into your local Walgreens, CVS, Eckerd's, and you go and you wring your hands over which card to get. Oh, my goodness. Don't worry about it. No bother. Because it's all going to the same people. Oh, no bother. They've just made you think that you are making a choice based on what you want as a consumer. You're not making a choice. What's that, Ms. Cleo? Okay, that is a greeting card. So why are you getting your panties in a bunch about greeting cards? All right. Have you heard of American Greeting? It's another greeting card company. You want to hear about who they own? They own a couple of... They do cyber, ooh, as well as 3D. So they own... American Greetings owns Carlton Cards, Gibson Cards, Plumark, Recycled Paper Greetings. I bought that thinking I was being very proactive. And they own Papyrus, all right? That's the 3D. They also own BlueMountain.com. I've used them. CardStore.com, eGreetings.com, and JustWink.com.
All right? No, let's not stop there, because they also owe the line of Care Bears. You understand? Care Bears, those mommies and daddies out there, you know what a Care Bear is. Holly Hobby. They also own Marioku Yomi, Pretty Freaking Scary, Strawberry Shortcake, Sushi Pack, and Twisted Whiskers. So, if any of those things, any of those cards, any time, you send the money to only two companies. Can you count them? One, two. That's it. Not more. So I'm going to make it my business for every area of commerce that we touch tonight. I'm going to make it my business to go and find at least three small businesses, whether they are local, whether they are within these United States, and I am going to put a commercial and I am going to put them up on my economic evolution page. Because I got to tell you, from this point forward, I'm not buying any more greeting cards in a store. I make them myself. I have a lovely independent e-space website by the name of rattlebox.com. They don't charge nobody. You sign up in your little letters. It's wonderful. Video e-cards, love it. Check it out, rattlebox.com. We'll be putting them up as well. RATTLEBOX.com. Check it out. Love the cards there. They're wonderful. They're thoughtful. They're funny. They're inclusive. Delicious. And they got one for every occasion, make no doubt. Alrighty here. Let's take a quick look at what next rabbit hole are we going to go down as far as things. Say, well, Miss Claire, what are you going to talk about next? Okay, let's talk about luggage. You know, luggage. Right? When you take a trip, you know, you have luggage, right? And if I said to any of you, and I could see you in front of me, I would say, who is the biggest luggage company you all can think of? Who's the big luggage company? Most of you would say, oh, no, Samsonite, Miss Cleo. Go on now, Samsonite. You know, are the people that you have the gorilla beating it up. See, for you young people, you don't remember that commercial. For you folks out there, it's old time. You remember they used to put the Samsonite luggage in a cage with a gorilla and let him jump on it and beat on it and rare, and nothing would happen to it. Did you know? You all know I love to start out the way. Did you know that Samsonite, worldwide, the biggest luggage manufacturer, distributor, producer, right? Numero uno. Did you also know that in 1961, Samsonite, which gave us Legos, I have a grandson who has a dear affinity to Lego. They gave us Legos in 1961, right? Did you think that Samsonite was an American company? You just keep holding on to that thought just for a moment, all right? Samsonite is an international brand, clear enough. Samsonite is also a Danish company out of Switzerland, all right? Not based here, not based anywhere near here. However, they also are owners of American Tourister. You know that luggage, I'm sure. You said, no, Ms. Cleo, I don't like Samsonite. I like American Tourister. Doesn't matter, same thing. They also, are you ready for this? They also own Lacoste. Now, those are a little bit higher up in the price for the luggage. Luggage, I don't care what level it is, it's expensive. They also own, are you ready for this? Come on now. I know you all aren't ready for this, right? Hold on. My young people, you know, because some of you older folks don't know nothing about Timberland. Uh-oh. Samsonite owns Timberland. And they also happen to own Hartman. So, it was a little bit disparaging to think, even if you buy seven different brands of luggage, you're still buying it from the same company. And it's not a company that's here. This, we spend all our time being mad China, really? VIP Industries Limited
is the second largest luggage manufacturer in the world. Where do you think it's located? India. All right, I keep moving through because I got something to break down to you all that I know is going to hurt your feelings just a little bit, because this happens everywhere. I went to the trouble of looking up to find out. Comcast, those of us around this country, Comcast owns all of NBC and anything that has to do with NBC. If you really want to see something absolutely gobsmacking, look up and see what all Clear Channel owns. They own more than 1,200 radio stations in this country, and they own 97% of the billboards throughout this country. In addition to another 7 businesses, Premier Networks, Katz Media Group, Total Traffic Network, RCS, Latin International, Inside Radio, Critical Mass Media, and Clear Channel Satellite Services. Their billboard business, they just call that their outdoor business. And that is made up of another 3 different companies. You understand? So it is really, it's fascinating. And if you want to know what Disney owns, I don't have time in my show to tell you what Disney owns. I'm just going to kind of quickly. Disney owns all of Touch Pictures, Marvel Entertainment, Lucasfilm. They own Disney Music, Hollywood Records. They own ABC, American Broadcasting, well, ABC. I don't know what center. I guess it is. In Chicago, Fresno, Houston, Los Angeles, New York, Philly, Raleigh, Durham, San Francisco. They also own Disney ABC Television Group, which covers every kind of everything. It also covers, oh my goodness, ESPN, History Channel, H2, Lifetime Entertainment, SoapNet, every ESPN you've ever watched, downloaded, interacted with. There is no ESPN. No ESPN that Disney does not own. There is an inordinate list of radio stations, the ones that Clear Channel doesn't own. I'm pretty sure that Disney owns balance of them. They also own the publishing company Hyperion Books, ABC Daytime Press, Jump at the Sun, Miramax Books, Voice Books, etc., 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 in addition to the many resorts, cruise lines, vacation clubs around the world, beauty, stationery. I don't have no more time. And last thing, they also own UTV Software Communications. So they do not discriminate. Wait, so it's clear that's correct. They also, okay, and for you mothers out there who like to keep the picnic looking lovely, they also, and keep them educated, they also own Baby Einstein. So, whatever you're doing for your children, you give your money to Disney. Just thought I'd let you know. Because I'm tired of us not knowing. It's not cool. It's not right. It's not fair. And this is why I said this is an illusion. This is not consumerism. This is not a free market. This is not a competitive market. This is a market that loves you. This is a market that spends all of its time trying to trick you into thinking you're buying something else when you're really buying what they want you to buy and all of what they decide they will offer to you, all the while squeezing out the middle and the smaller businessman, the middle and the smaller business. Now, one of the biggest offenders that I was able to locate that was absolutely gobsmacked, because many of these other things I knew, I was gobsmacked when I found out about eyeglasses and sunglasses. Say, Ms. Cleo, why are you talking about eyeglasses, sunglasses? Check it out. Would you believe that Ray-Ban, Oakley, Chanel, and Prada sunglasses are all owned by one company? And let's not stop there. They also own, Bulgari, Burberry, Coach, D&G, Donna Karan, Polo Ralph Lauren, Tiffany, and Armani and Versace. And as if that wasn't enough, they also own Sunglass Hut, Lenscraft, Glitter Crafters, and Pearl Vision. Now, for any of you lately that have gone to get glasses, I would pretty much, unless you went to Sam's Club or you went to Costco, because they don't own them, you've been buying your glasses from a company known as Luxottica, which is located in Milan, Italy. Did you hear me? I said Milan. Didn't sound not like China. Didn't sound not like Bangladesh. Right? Didn't sound not like Milan, Italy. Now, Lux pays its designers, such as Burberry, Coach, D&G, and Danakin, pays them a royalty of 5% to 14% on net sales. All right? Lux is now its name trading on the stock market. Luxottica is currently a $9 billion, say it with a B, a $9 billion company. And they make up to more than 10% of the $80 billion industry, largest coming back to the industry worldwide. Now, it's fascinating to me that I had no idea. I love a good pair of sunglasses. You understand? They also sell their sunglasses in many of the sporting goods chains in the country. So most of the sporting goods stores and the glasses that they carry there, made by Luxottica. Luxottica, the CEO, he feels like he is perfectly entitled on everything. But when you put in a mall Sunglass Hut, Lenscrafters, and Pearl Vision, and put it in three different locations because you want the consumer to believe that they are making a conscious choice, you don't tell them. Because none of these companies bear the Luxottica name. Because they don't want you all to be able to trace back and look back and see that all of your money for your glasses is going to Milan, to one company. And once again, I'm going to make it my personal business to find some sunglasses somewhere that are not made by Luxottica. I don't know that I'll be able to do that. Hell, they own Sunglass Hut. What the fuck? It's the biggest retail sunglass store in the country. And Lenscrafters is for a prescription as well as Pearl Vision. They manufacture and distribute. There is no middleman. Which means, in my opinion, they are a monopoly. Why are they protected? Hello. They're in Milan. They're not here. There's no antitrust law for them to violate. The company is based in Milan. So when you look at things like that and you recognize that, wow, competition, very, very, very interesting illusion. I'm going to share one more with you before we get ready to move into a slightly different vibration and round full circle. But as I was doing some of my research, I was just looking over the place, and I went to go look up Nestle, you know, as in the Nestle bar, as in Nestle Crunch, you know, Nestle Chocolate, you know, whatever the case may be. And I was undone. When you don't know, right? Now, Nestle, a couple of years back, bought Purina cat and dog food. And you say, well, you know, dogs and well, cats might cream, but dogs don't really drink milk, so it should be okay, right? Where do you think Nestle is from? Is this an American country, my dears? Come on now. No. Swiss, yet again. And they own close to Nestle Purina, between this new combined merging, own close to 8,000 brands. Do you hear me? 8,000 brands. 8,000. I'm trying to say it correctly. Everything from Lean Cuisine, Carnation, Maggi, Kit Kat, Gerber, Toll House Chocolate Chips, dog. Toll House Chocolate Chips. You know how often I use a Toll House Chocolate Chip? I thought I was doing something different. Toll House Chocolate, they own Nescafe. They own Hot Pockets. I know plenty of you out there eat that crap. They own Hot Pockets. They own Stouffer's. They own Dreyer's. They own Edie's. They own Wonka Chocolate. They own San Pellegrino. They own Perrier. They own Power Bars. They own Beneful. They own Butani Pasta, DiGiorno Frozen Rice and Pizza, Tombstone Cardboard Pizza, Häagen-Dazs, Ginny Craig, and Juicy Juice, just to name a few. Yeah, you all heard me. Ginny Craig. Ginny got a little bit tired, so I'm going to go ahead and sell to Nestle. Right? I mean, seriously, I don't even understand that. Ginny's name is on it, whatever. But Ginny Craig's food is produced by folks that produce Tombstone Pizza. I used to like Tombstone Pizza about 20 years ago. Now, you know, everybody loves DiGiorno if you do the frozen pizza. I don't, but I used to. And Tony, that's some expensive pre-made pasta. And the DiGiorno pizza is almost $2 more than the Tombstone. You hear what I'm saying to you? And so, you all didn't know that. Because if you bought DiGiorno, you were doing yourself a favor. You said, oh, I'm going to treat myself. And it's not that maybe it is a better product. But my greatest objection with this is that this one company, I didn't even go over how much dog food and cat food they own, but this one company owns too much for me. They own 8,000 brands. But we can't do anything about it because they're not based in America. So who do you think should be doing something about this, right? Huh? What do we think? What do we think should be doing something about this? Oh, I'm sorry. That's right, the politicians. Really? I can't even imagine. But these are the questions that we need answered. And, you know, part of this is a result of our first black president, Mr. Bill Clinton, President Clinton. NAFTA, man, he signed the agreement, and we all were invited to bend over, grab our ankles, and hope for some grease in a nearby county. I know my boss, he's lost his mind. He is laughing his ass off. But even when you talk about food, my dears, Bloomin' Brands, now you've never heard of them, but they are one of the largest dining companies in the world. Bloomin' Brands, B-L-O-O-M-I-N. I don't know that I've ever eaten there. Yes, you have. They have 1,400 restaurants in 49 states in 21 countries. They own Outback, Carrabba's, Bush, Fleming's, and Ray's. You have eaten there. I have eaten there. I recall it. There is, and this is happening everywhere. Who owns Taco Bell? The Colonel? Or is it the Pizza Hut? Well, here's the deal. They're all owned by the same company. They don't do their commercials like that, though, anymore. You know, the commercials together. Pizza Hut got its commercial. Taco Bell, Taco Bell has their own commercial. And the Colonel, him have his own commercial. All same company. And now they have taken to bring them all in the same space, you know, when you go to have fast food. But I'm going to tell you, God love. No. I don't want no Kentucky Fried Chicken in a Taco Bell. Not that I even want Taco Bell. I'm not judging anybody who eats Taco Bell. I'm just too old, honey. My body won't hold up to it. But here is the thing. Did you all know any of this? Did you think you were making your own personal choices because of your own personal likes and that you were supporting? I mean, who knows? Maybe you want to support Armani. I'm not interested in it. But it doesn't even matter. Now, I know that a number of years ago, I bought glasses from both Lens Crafters and Pearl Vision. So I was supporting perhaps Luxottica. And they have and intend to, in the interview, the CEO, he says he intends to continue to go around and buy up smaller branding, smaller manufacturers, small companies, because they know they can outprice those small companies because they have such big pockets of money behind these large corporations. The little businessman can barely compete. And if he is going to compete or she is going to compete successfully, then your shit has to be on point. You hear me, man? Full stop, period, over, the end. It has got to be so tight. Because as a small business person, you're probably going to have to charge a little bit more. And you're going to have to spend a little bit more to keep your product where you want to keep it. All right? That's not a bad thing. And do it with a glad heart. Do it with a heart that says, I love my community. I love my customers. And I'm going to give them the best. And I'm going to give them real choices. Because across that counter, whoever you're handing your money to, guess what? You know where that money's going. It's not going to Switzerland. It's not going to India. It's not going to Milan. Right here. Perhaps maybe in your backyard. Many of the small business owners in my community, they live in town. Matter of fact, when I was out at the Wellington Food Truck Invasion this evening, the delightful young man that owns PS51, he's a Lake Worthian just like I am. Recognize, how you doing? What's up, Miss Cleo? How's everything going? Ray, Ray, Ray. He said business had been a little slow, but he was looking forward to winter, knowing that things were going to pick exponentially. And I said, yes, my dear, and we are still giving you love and we are still giving you out. Because it's important. It's important because I know that many of you will go to Carrabba's or to Outback, and you will have your food. And you will sit down in air conditioning, and that's what you will do. But you're giving your money to the free 99%. Go to one of your local food trucks events the next time you want to go out to dinner. You know? Go to a small place that is in your community where you know people who are preparing your food. We have a fabulous, now they are not immediately in our community, but they are family owned business and run and operated. Great little restaurant called Casa Maya Grill. Oh my goodness. When I tell you, them no ramp. They know. Let me tell you how serious I am, because you all know I will drive. I don't live nowhere near the Wellington Food Truck Invasion, but I drive probably for 20, 25 minutes to get out there. When we go down to Casa Maya Grill, which is in, I believe it's Deerfield Beach, Florida, we drive down. It's a good 20, 25-minute drive, same thing, on the highway, no less, because there's no highway out to the food truck invasion, so you have to deal pure lights and stops and whatnot. But Casa Maya Grill, if you are in the area, if you are going to be in the area, I recommend this restaurant so highly that if you don't like it, then you got to have a palate, you know, because this is not Taco Bell. If you don't like it, look here, I will pay for your dinner. Because here's the deal, I know you're going to like it. If you have a palate and you know what good food is, you're going to love Casa Maya Grill. And that's my point. brethren, we have to make sure that every day we make a conscious decision on where our dollars go to. If we don't, we let ourselves down, we let our communities down, and we let these stinking rich races, we let them win. And I got to tell you, just not acceptable to me. So make sure, any other rabbit hole, if you hear about something like this, hail me up, let me know, hit me up on Twitter, drop me an email, info@conversationswithcleo.net. I am always looking for more information to share with all of my friends. Now, I don't have anything against the Swiss, and I got nothing against the Italians. What I do want to make sure is that we know and realize that it's not all about Bangladesh and China. We have to stay in front of the game so we can learn how to navigate.
And the people who don't spend enough to provide for the poor will be able to spend enough to protect the rich. Think poverty and poor people problem, but think again a much more people problem. How can I be good when it's so much cheaper to be bad? How can I survive with the chances I don't have me for hustle? How can I promise me I'm a cheat when a legal life is above my price? Put me up for hustle. The law forbid me carrying a gun, but my enemy has what you want me run. Nah, me up for hustle. So you want me to call the police? But me and them already in a some serious beef. Me not a justice. We used to be the best of friends, but politics are caused the whole and we feel slipping. We can't take it. This one back of orange and green. We know whole and we are paid for the same fucking team. That no make it. No. Road boy, that no make it. Oh, I'm a savior. The way things are run, me can't take it no more. I'd rather to be dead than poor. Me have a struggle. Can't afford to buy my son a slice of bun. Oh, me have a convince him for drop the gun. Me have a listen. You think him have a follow good advice? Where him get over the phone from him father who's still in a prison? And all of whom I love to get no use for TV and come out and treat a hype up for we all up in heaven. And all of whom I say I go with that. And them cool lads are here in our position. Them free lego, yeah. Road boy, I make it stress you. Tell them to turn over this up. Tell them no, can you say so? I'm a cry.
yes. Tony, Tony, Tony. And DJ Quick. You didn't think we could flip it on your ass, huh? Something for the dance floor. In a real way. It's going down like this forever. And a day. Now what you hear is not a drag, cause Mr. DJ Quick got a brand new bag. But first I got a bang bang, a boogie for the boogie to the rhythm of the ghetto-y streets. Check it out now, you trying to give me some 8-ball, but no way, I'd rather have a mimosa with Chris Allen all day. Yeah, just a little something bubbly and tingly to have me walking around naked, but wait a sec.
The function zone around midnight.
Uh-huh.
What time is
table 3, that's regret, and table 4.
All right, my partner just came in and said, I can't hear you. She could hear me talking from the room. My bad. Okay, we're back from the music, my dears. I wanted to just let you know, when we were on our way back from the food truck, I was sitting in the car waiting for my partner to finish pump the gas. Typically, I would pump it, but I was holding on to the food. And so this gentleman saw me sitting in the car, and I was munching on a couple of French fries, and he was like, good evening, ma'am. And I could tell he was selling something because there was another gentleman trying to talk to somebody else about some kind of polish for your car or something like that, right? So he sees me. We make eye contact. I say, good evening, because I'm not going to be rude. And he says, boy, you look like you're really enjoying what I'm eating. And I said, he's going to come for me. I was having a hot flash. I was trying to eat, trying to get back here so I can enjoy my evening with all of you. And he comes over, and I roll down my other window, and I said, Sweet Pea, I'm going to warn you right now. I'm a mean, hot, old woman who is going through menopause. And he looked at me, and he said, I have not ever had a warning like that in life. I said, you'll thank me. So given that, my dears, we are going to take one more trip with some music here as we bring tonight's show to complete circle on to a very round and lovely and curvy ending, knowing that I appreciate you all more than a little bit. And to my Facebook family out there, I talk about my Twitterverse all the time, but to all of the people out on Facebook, you know I love you. Thank you for the shout outs. Thank you for the big ups. Thank you for, so many of you said I look so young. I'm not sure how old you all wanted me to look. But, you know, black na crack. 11:29 p.m. on a clear winter night. 57 degrees, 77% humidity, and I'm hot. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that the two biggest days in my life would be the day I met Estrogen and the day I kissed Estrogen goodbye. It would have been greatly appreciated if someone had told me that I would wake up in the morning ready for war with no purpose and no apparent reason. And it really would have been helpful if someone had mentioned that no matter how many books I read, or how many herbs I brewed, or how many women I knew who have gone through the same thing, that I didn't have a fucking clue as to what I was talking about when I said I had it under control. Trust me, they had to know. In my search to understand this internal-external transition, I sought the counsel of a dear friend, and I began to tell her my story, and she laughed out loud, and I didn't think it was funny. She said, baby, that ain't nothing but some full moon madness. Finally, something I could understand, it made sense. The moon is female energy. The moon governs our emotions, stimulates our minds, shines lights on dreams left behind, writes the history of days gone by. And just because no one told me doesn't mean that I'm not going to share my knowledge with you. Full moon madness is like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro in 3-inch espadrilles, fire and ice on the same plateau. Full moon madness is like a psychological hormone fluxing roller coaster and haunted house combined. It's some scary shit. Full moon madness is like wading through quicksand, muddy and heavy, with every hurt and pain from your past. Full moon madness will make you believe the world is crazy and wrong, and you are the only one who is right and sane. Full moon madness will get you life in prison. Just ask the wife who ran over her dentist husband twice for not ending his affair. Full moon madness will make you not care. Can make you forget in 60 seconds or less. Can humble you. Not to worry, it's a slow process. 7 to 10 years in total. But be of good cheer when you reach the end of the plateau and you begin your descent.
you will find a new sense of self, a new confidence. Thought I had lost it, new dreams to fulfill, a new life. When the madness leaves you, nothing left to do except simply draw on the power of the full moon. You have been listening to Conversations with Cleo, live Thursday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Thank you for sharing your evening with me, and I hope to see you back here next week. Visit me at conversationswithcleo.com or hail me up on Twitter at RealMissCleo. And remember, 50% of the people aren't going to like you. So spend all your time, your heart, and your energy on the 50% that do. Peace. Blow that horn, boss.